So tell me a little about Oklahoma.
Well, it's set in 1906 Oklahoma Territory right before it becomes a state and joins the Union. It's really about just the people that live there, and there are two love triangles kind of going on here, and the land.
Oklahoma is really the musical that started it all, as far as musical theater goes. Before that, it was just a lot of, like, you know, song and dance connected kind of sometimes with a little bit of a plot. And then here's another song and dance number. Whereas Oklahoma was the first musical that really took music and dance and the book of the play all together and combined it into, like, a real cohesive story. We were really excited to work on something that monumental, and just for education purposes, to expose these young people to such just a phenomenal show and just such a groundbreaking show was really exciting for us.
What's your favorite part of this play or working on this play?
My favorite part about working on this play has to be our pit orchestra, because we haven't really used pits a whole lot at Purchase Players, and I think the kids on stage really responded to it well. It's an interchange between the musicians and the actors, and it will be different every time, and sometimes we might go a little bit slower here, a little bit faster here, and they have those options and they take them, and it just sounds so amazing.
So, director, what has your job been like so far?
It's been a blast working with these kids. We have a cast of about 30 teenagers from age 12 to 19, so it's a pretty big handful, but it's a lot of fun.
Have you worked in theater before?
Yes. Justice and I have both been doing shows up at Purchase Players for years and years. I mean, I did my first one when I was 8 years old. So this is definitely kind of a comfort zone for both of us. I think together we've done 3 kids shows, and this is our second teen musical.
And how are those different?
Oh. With little kids, a lot of times it's just all you can do to get them to stand where they need to stand on the stage and to make sure everybody says their line on time. Okay, it's your turn. Make sure you say your line when it's your turn, that kind of thing. But with teenagers, you see some just start to really emerge as performers, and you see, you know, some of our leads just go so far above and beyond anything we could have expected. And I think that kind of growth is really, really interesting to see.
What can the audience expect coming into this?
I think the first thing that they're going to see will be one of the prettiest sets I think I've ever seen.
Really?
Thanks to our wonderful set designer, John Scarborough, who has been at Purchase Players, way longer than any of us, I think.
He was in the Purchase Players production of Oklahoma in 1980.
So
it's been really cool. He's brought in, like, articles for us to see about the show then and cast pictures and stuff. So it's been pretty cool. But it really is just a beautiful set.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks
for having us.
Yeah.